you want in your food, while giving you the peace of mind of knowing that nourishment is there when you need it. From main course entrees, breakfast foods, meats, vegetables, desserts, and snacks, the Freeze-Dry Guy carries a wide variety of meal options that will suit your dietary needs and can be stored for decades. Serving the U.S. military and the private sector for almost 40 years, find out why the Freeze-Dry Guy is the best you can buy. Give him a call at 530-265-8333. That's 530-265-8333. Or visit them online at www.freezedryguy.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Micro Effect.
Go to themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey Water Filters. That's themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey Water Filters. Or dial 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of hearing politically correct propaganda from the government, the media, the schools, and the churches, when in your heart you know it's not true? Does your pastor entertain you with irrelevant pablum while you yearn for strong spiritual meat? Does the shallowness of the masses turn you off? Then perhaps you are being called to a higher level of understanding. Learn the amazing truths that have been hidden from our people. For a free packet of information giving you the key to who you are, where you're from, why you're here, and where you're going, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. That's Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602.
Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com.
Listening to, they happen to be my views and the views of our guests, and well, hopefully we're going to have Pastor David Whitney here before long, but in the meantime, we just want to talk a little bit about the elections yesterday and the fact that there are many, many people who believe that those elections were rigged. There were areas where there were many people that voted for Ron Paul, and they actually, you know, were willing to fill out affidavits saying they'd voted for him, and yet in those precincts, he got no votes at all. There was one precinct where, of course, they just, well, he had 35 votes, but they just forgot to note them down. So today we see the discrepancy between the pre-election polls for Hillary Clinton and Obama, and then what actually happened. And Obama was, well, 3.5, almost 4 points ahead of Hillary, and then Hillary wins. And how could this happen? Well, somebody once said it doesn't matter how the people vote. It's who counts the votes that's important. And they were using those electronic voting machines that can be fixed. They can be rigged, and I believe that they were rigged. I mean, why would you expect that they wouldn't rig them? We know how they rig elections all over the world. In fact, there have been terrible, violent demonstrations in Kenya recently because it was very obvious to everybody that they rigged the election, and one candidate won the election and the other one claimed victory, and he was the establishment candidate. He had the military and police on his side, and the people revolted against that sort of thing. We know very well that they stole the election in 2004. We know that there were precincts with 180 people registered in the precinct and 240 votes for George Bush. How could you have 180 people register the precinct and have 240 votes for George Bush? We know that when they tried to recount the votes in Ohio, why the members of the Republican Party there rigged the recount. And what is being done? Absolutely nothing. The average American goes blithely on the way because everything's all right. We just go through this little game every four years and to elect a new president. And yet the people on the other side have put in the electronic voting machines that makes it even easier to rig the votes. And where is the outcry? Well, I will tell you, I went to a Ron Paul website this morning, and they're talking about a recount in New Hampshire. They're talking about if they had $67,000, they'd recount. I tell you, I sent them some money, $1,000 yesterday. I hope that they'll put that towards the recount. It's so vitally important that people get in and support Ron Paul. wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have a recount and prove that they rigged this election? Then people may be beginning to ask that question all across the country. How many of the elections are really rigged? And I fear that an awful lot of the elections are rigged. And of course, because there is an establishment, they control both political parties. And the last thing they want is anybody to challenge their program, which is, of course, to establish a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world leader. And behind this, of course, are dark and sinister spiritual forces. So our plea to you is get involved, get informed, and help us get the word out. And we're going to be back in just a moment here and at Radio Liberty discussing, well, hopefully we'll have Pastor David with me.
People believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan back here. All right, first of all, our telephone number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And if you'd like to give us a call, well, I would be glad to talk to you. Well, of course, David Whitney is going to talk about the Constitution. And, of course, as you know, Congressman Ron Paul is the only one of the presidential candidates who really believes in the Constitution, who adheres to the Constitution, and yet the Constitution is the foundation of our freedom. And, unless we return to the Constitution, why we will lose our freedom. There really are people who want a dictatorship in America. There are a lot of politicians, of course, who will go along with anything just so long as they can stay in power, you know, spend and spend and tax and tax and elect and elect. Of course, what the Republicans do is spend and spend and cut taxes and cut taxes and elect and elect, because that's even better, because then they get the, you know, the support of the people. Of course, what they've done is simply put the paying back the debt off in the future. And today America is totally bankrupt. Certainly it's only Congressman Ron Paul who talks about the importance of actually trying to do away with the Federal Reserve System and get back to solid money. But if we do not do something and do it almost immediately, we're going to be heading into a total collapse of our economic system. In fact, I don't know how we're going to board this off. The only question is, what are we going to have on the other side? Because my fear is, of course, that most people are going to lose everything they have financially. I mean, right now, if you look and see what's happening, I mean, certainly manufacturing, we've lost 5 million manufacturing jobs. And of those people who are going to work now, an increasing number are only part-time workers. And, of course, the fact the employers really like that idea, they have you working part-time, and then they don't have to give you as much money, they don't have to give you benefits. And so if you get people on 30 hours a week, why, of course, you can get them to work for a lot less. And they'll work hard during that 30 hours, and you just put on more employees. But you don't have to have full-time employees. Okay. Now, they're not only doing that here in the United States, they're doing that all throughout the world. And certainly in Japan, they're doing exactly the same thing. And people are having a hard time making a living because they're only making two-thirds of what they were before. And then, of course, with inflation, and although the government denies there's inflation, inflation is rampant in the United States today. And if you look at it, probably we have close to 11% inflation, the figure that Bob Chapin used. Look and see what's happening to the price of food and of milk and of wheat and of bread and of all the basic staples of the thing that we eat. And, of course, the government doesn't want to consider food or fuel when we get to inflation. All they really want is are the goods that are coming in from communist China. But the difficulty is the goods that are coming in from communist China are getting more expensive because the value of the Chinese currency is rising. And little by little, the cost of everything in the stores is going up. And this is the end result of an inflationary spiral, which was, of course, very obvious we were going to have this. All you need to do is keep increasing the money supply. And it's not only the United States, but all the countries in the world are increasing the money supply. And the byproduct of that is the rampant inflation we're seeing just beginning to take off here in America, but it's going to continue growing. And, of course, ultimately, I'll lead to the destruction of the value of our currency. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791, and we'd look forward to your telephone calls if you have a question or comment, because we don't have a subject for today, and I guess our guest, for one reason or another, Pastor David Whitney, is not going to be with us. We can keep hoping that my secretary, Letitia, has called Pastor Whitney, but if we're not able to get hold of him, why, we're just going to have to, we can't have dead air, so give us a call, 1-800-259-5791. Are you noticing the inflation? Is the increasing price of gasoline and diesel and home heating oil having an effect on you? And, of course, all of these things are very real problems. But the financial problems in our society go much deeper than that, because many of our major financial institutions are insolvent. They've bought these crazy CDOs, these collateralized debt obligations. They bought the SIV, the structured investment vehicles. They bought the ABSs, that's the asset-backed securities. And they use these figures, these phony baloney alphabet slogans, because they want to confuse you. See, they keep talking about CDOs and ABSs and SIVs. You have no idea what they're talking about, but all of these are basically insolvent. In other words, they're not worth what they've been purchased for. Perhaps they're worth 25 cents on the dollar. They don't know what they're worth. And they may not even be worth that, as people are not able to pay off their debts. They're not able to pay on their car loans, on their home loans, on their furniture loans. And all of these, of course, have been rolled into bonds. And those bonds certainly are not a valid investment for banks to be holding and for hedge funds to be holding. And, of course, there are a lot of the banks now won't lend to hedge funds. Hedge funds have made a lot of money by leveraging themselves and being able to borrow money cheap, and then, maybe they'll have only maybe $100 million, but they'll have $10 million invested. And if the market's going up, they're doing great. But last year, almost all the hedge funds lost a little bit of money. And I fear that as time goes by, most of the hedge funds are going to lose a lot of money. And basically what's happening is increasingly the hedge funds will not allow people to get their money out. And this, of course, is happening with certain people who have large deposits in large banks. And I think we have Pastor Whitney.
Yes, Dr. Stan.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself this evening?
Doing fine. Well, I want you to come on and tell our listeners about our wonderful Constitution, because most people have forgotten that this is the only foundation for our freedom. And if we turn our back on our freedom, we're going to be no better than ancient Greece or ancient Rome or pre-Adolf Hitler Germany, pre-Nazi Germany, or pre-Benito Mussolini Italy. We're just like any other country. Our Constitution keeps those things from happening, but our politicians and even our people don't understand the foundations of our freedom. They don't understand the Constitution, and that we've got an awful lot of lawbreakers in Washington, D.C. today.
That's right, and unless we the people know the Constitution, we don't know the standard to hold them accountable to prevent them from getting away with lawbreaking. There is no constitutional police, so to speak, except we the people who are to hold our elected officials accountable. Well, in previous months, we've been talking about what has changed in America, because very obviously, as we walk through the Constitution, it's very clear what our founders intended. There's no question about what was on their mind and what they said in the Constitution. The actual text is not in question. How did things change? Well, we've moved from the founders' view of absolute fixed truth to a day of relativism, a day where people reject the concept of man as sinful and therefore man cannot be trusted with absolute power. We've moved in the direction that as we talked about before, some of the philosophers like Hegel and Comte and especially Darwin introduced ideas to our world that were completely foreign and wrong, actually, because they're not true. The result is that we've had a change in the view of what is law and the view that a constitution such as our Constitution does not change its meaning over time. It meant what it meant in 1787, exactly what it means in 2008. Where we are today. So this whole idea of a living constitution, which, by the way, that's a bad metaphor. It's a piece of paper. It has writing on the piece of paper. It's a contract between we the people in creating our civil government, between the states who actually brought the central government into existence. Before the states ratified the Constitution, the federal government did not have its existence. So it's not a living, breathing, changing constitution. It's a fixed contract just as much as any contract we form in life should be fixed. If you walk into your mechanic and you sign on the dotted line to have him change the oil and the spark plugs, you don't want him changing the transmission. You don't want him replacing the engine. And if he does, you've got some legal recourse because you signed a contract. Here's what you permitted him to do. Here's what you did not permit him to do. And in the same way, our Constitution permits a very limited number of things for the federal government to do.
And you know that, David, that is a very, very good analogy. That's something people should understand, that we have a constitution. It cannot be changed any more than the mechanic can go ahead and put a new transmission or a new engine in the car when we take it in. And yet that's just what the Supreme Court and the legislature is trying to do, because they don't want to abide by the contract, because they don't believe in the Constitution. They've sworn an oath to God to uphold and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And many of our legislators and many of our judges are enemies of our form of government. They are traitors.
And if you understand the biblical worldview of law and government, it is that there's a supreme law of the universe, God's law, which is the only absolute law that is correct. In other words, legislators might draft a piece of legislation, and they might even send it, pass it on to the governor, and the governor or the president signs it, and the courts of the, either the state or the federal level say, yeah, that's constitutional, that's law. But it's not law at all unless it agrees with the supreme law of the universe, God's law. But the legal theorists, starting with Christopher Columbus, Langdell back in the 1870s, all the way up to our day, have rejected this view of truth. They believe that there are no divine absolutes, that God's law doesn't rule over any nation. And so they reject the entire legal system our founders built our country on, the natural law principles, and instead they pretend that law is evolving, it's changing, what I like to call the Darwinization of law. And that is a very dangerous thing, as we'll go on to see in the rest of the show.
All right, fine. Well, I'm going to ask Pastor David Whitney to hold off here. We're going to have to go to a quick break. And when we get back, we'll continue our discussion of our amazing Constitution.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Back here at the Genesis Communication Network, we have with us Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. We're talking about the very essence of our freedom. And people must understand that freedom or liberty and limited government are synonymous, and that tyranny and total government are synonymous. And our founding fathers gave us liberty by limiting the power of the central government by the chains of the Constitution. And unfortunately, they've taken the chains off of the politicians. They're forging them for the people. They know what they're doing, and they don't want the people to know. And it's about time you learned, you understood the Constitution. That's why what the Institute does is so vitally important. The Constitution is a restrictive covenant. And what does it restrict? Not the people. It restricts the government and what it can do. And the whole idea of the Bill of Rights is Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be abridged. It was to limit the power of government over the lives of the people. Why don't they teach that in our schools? You go right ahead, Pastor Whitney.
Well, if you don't believe that men are sinners, which is what our founders believed, then you will tend to trust that, oh, you know, people have a good intention, their heart is good, and they're going to try to do the right thing. Furthermore, if you accept Darwin's fallacious theory of evolution, you will believe that some human beings have evolved in advance of others. They've gotten further on down the road of evolution, and therefore they should be able to make the decisions for the less evolved human beings, is the theory of somebody like Ted Kennedy holds that theory. He refers to people like myself and other evangelical Christians as Neanderthals. That's what he said once in a speech, because his attitude is he's far more evolved than we are, therefore he should be able to make the government decisions and the legal decisions on our behalf, regardless of what we think about it, because we don't count. He's the one that counts because he's ahead of us in terms of evolution. But when you move in that direction, what you have is a legal system not founded on absolutes. It's relative, it's changing, and it's manipulable. Extremely manipulable, especially by the judges, because that's what those who believe in this Darwinian idea of evolutionary law and the Darwinization of law, they believe that the guiding forces in the new developments in law and where the legal system is going and where the government system is going, it's primarily steered, directed, and governed by judges, which is the exact opposite of what our founders structured our form of government to be. Judges don't make law. Judges don't change the form of government. Judges have nothing to do with that at all. That is a violation of the very structure of our separation of powers. A case in example, just to show you how this works, is Furman v. Georgia, a Supreme Court case in 1972. And Justices Brennan and Marshall argued, and they had a concurring opinion. They both wrote opinion. They agreed together, they both argue that capital punishment is cruel and unusual punishment. Therefore, it's barred by the Eighth Amendment. They did this, although the framers clearly did not intend that. And in fact, you look at the Fifth Amendment, there's clear statements referring to capital punishment as one possible legal, legitimate punishment for crimes committed that are capital crimes. But Brennan and Marshall, it's very interesting to see what they say in this case, Furman v. Georgia. They say, quote, "The amendment must draw its meaning," that is the Eighth Amendment, "must draw its meaning from the evolving standards of decency that mark the progress of a maturing society." Whoa! They have just stripped out the whole foundation, the whole underpinning of our legal system here in America. First of all, they say standards change. So while capital punishment was fine for the founders, and they're admitting it was fine for the founders, and the founders intended that capital punishment be part of the legal system, they say, no, times have changed. And rather than changing the Constitution in the way it's legitimately and legally supposed to be changed, which, according to Article 5 of the Constitution, is the amendment process, we're not going to amend the Constitution in the legal and legitimate way. We're just simply going to change how things are done. We judges rule because we act like God, and that's basically what the Supreme Court thinks of itself as. We get to make up the law as we go along. We get to change anything without ever submitting it before the body that represents the people, the legislature, without ever having it reviewed by the executive branch. We are black robe tyrants, and we do whatever we want because we are the guiders of the evolution of law in our society. Well, some people think, you know, that's fine, let that happen. But think of the consequences and think of the cost, the great dangers to this approach to law. First of all, your rights that are God-given, by the way, nobody has rights that come from government. God is the one that gives us our rights. Your rights are never secure if the government can change the terms of the contract at whim, particularly if judges who are accountable to no one virtually, they can do that. None of us are safe. Our life or liberty or property are not safe.
Hold that thought there, David. We're going to have to take a quick break here at Genesis, and when we get back, we'll welcome your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today is Pastor David Whitney. We're talking about the Constitution. which is the foundation of our freedom, which you must learn about. You must learn that if we do not insist on being ruled by this Constitution, if we do not challenge the traitors who have infiltrated every aspect of our society, whether it be our courts, our legislative bodies, and we don't call them just what they are. They've sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution. Why do they refuse to uphold the Constitution they have sworn an oath to uphold? Well, before we go on, let me put our telephone number out. It's 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But before we go on, I want Pastor Whitney to get out his website so you can learn how to get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, and his telephone number so you can even order one of the packets and start teaching this in your area. It is the most important thing you can do. The electoral process is not going to save America. Only a concerned, educated public who really cares about freedom is going to preserve it. Go ahead, David.
Yes, our phone number, toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. And our website is iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. And we strongly encourage people to get a hold of our host kit, which is a simple way that you can learn what our Constitution says, what our Declaration of Independence says, what the Bill of Rights says, and what has happened to America since that point in time. And if every citizen in America were to educate themselves and their family, and then begin to educate those around them, particularly your church family, those folks to be Christian citizens, they must know this material. They must understand these things to be able to evaluate who they rightfully should vote for and who they should never vote for. You've got to have a handle, because there's many deceptive people out there who parade themselves as Christians, and yet their real aim is to destroy our Christian constitutional republic. So our host kit does that in simple 12 lectures by constitutional professor John Ivesmo and 2 lectures by David Barton, a student manual with a detailed outline of each of the lectures, as well as a host manual that helps you host the class by giving you the answers to the test questions and so on for each of those lectures. And as this moves forward, I'm greatly encouraged by what I see taking place. Young people today are very excited about Ron Paul, because he talks about the Constitution and he recognizes that the federal government is not abiding by the Constitution. And people are getting it. Young people, at least, are getting it and say, yes, that's wrong. We need to get back to the Constitution. So those are some encouraging things that are happening out across our land even today, in spite of what the dangerous encroachment that the evildoers have wrought upon our constitutional republic. Well, your human rights, your God-given rights, are not secure if you go by a living constitution approach, if you have this Darwinization of law. It's not secure, because the same court that can read into the Constitution all kinds of rights that aren't there — there's no right to abortion in the Constitution, there's no right to sodomite activity in the Constitution, none of those things are there in the Constitution — but the court read those into the Constitution, things that were not there. That same court can read out of the Constitution rights that are there. For example, your property rights. That's what they did in the Kelo v. New London case. They said, basically, you don't have a right to own property. Any government agency that wants to steal your property from you, they can do it for no reason at all. And so, basically, the Supreme Court says you don't have contract rights, and you don't have a right to own a firearm, and on the list goes of rights that they are reading out of the Constitution, saying this is not there, when obviously it is there in the text of the Constitution, and obviously it was the intention and the meaning of what our founders drafted there. So it's very dangerous to live under a governmental system where there is no absolutes except what a lawyer wearing a black robe says. If that becomes law, all of us are in grave, grave danger. And you know, there's no guarantee in history that we will always move upwards as a society towards more recognition of God-given rights or of human dignity, equality, and that sort of thing. History, as a matter of fact, seems to illustrate the opposite. Civilizations go downward in a spiral towards degeneration. They don't tend to improve, they get worse. You know, you look at the Roman Republic. It started out well in terms of trying to defend God-given rights, and it wound up in the terrible days of the empire and you know, huge enslavement of people and violation of rights, and on the list goes. History does not encourage us to believe what the people who are in power today want us to believe, that the evolution of law is going to move in the right direction. No, it's more likely to move towards barbarism, particularly here in the 21st century. Well, there also is no guarantee, of course, that judges are more enlightened or forward-looking people than the general population on matters of human equality and rights. And Dr. Stan, I know you've talked about many judges are Masons, and so they're freely willing to violate anything that would be considered law just to, you know, take care of their Masonic buddies. Judges are not better people than the rest of us. In fact, much of history, judges have been worse. They've been behind the general populace in this regard, and judges have been part of the great evils of the last century. Consider Hitler. There's a famous book out on Hitler's judges, illustrating how, almost to the man, the judges of Germany fell lockstep, or we should say goose step, in with Hitler. And they supported all the things that Hitler did, and they gave them a legitimacy from their black-robed judges' bench. Furthermore, the fixed standard of the Constitution is a far better guarantee of your God-given rights being secure than any evolving standard, because that evolving standard is always man-made. God's law is God's law, unchanging, fixed, and it secures our rights better than anything else. Well, there's additional dangers. Oh, big government is the result of moving in the direction of a living constitution instead of a fixed standard. And strained interpretations of the Constitution are what we see, and how they've expanded the reach of government into every single area of our life. General welfare clause abused repeatedly, and interstate commerce clause, the excuses for using that are ridiculous, and the misinterpretation of that. The misinterpretation of the necessary and proper clause, and the contract clause, and the due process clause of the 14th Amendment, and so on the list goes. What the court has done is invented their own unwarranted interpretations of these clauses and used them as an excuse to expand federal power way beyond anything envisioned by our founder. Just to consider some of the statistics. When George Washington was president, he had 350 federal civilian employees. That was the total. Today, they number in multi-millions of federal employees. Or in 1832, the total federal budget, the entire federal budget, was $11 million. What is it today? Trillions of dollars. It's ridiculous, the size. The size has grown over 120,000 times since 1832. And state and local governments have also grown enormously, such that they eat up most of half of every American's income. Well, they get to see it. The governments have eaten it up. Or consider the income tax, the federal income tax. There was none before 1913, and the federal government was well within its means and was well able to do everything it did, with the exception of the war of northern aggression, or the war between the states, or ooh, I prefer to call it the war to prevent southern independence, which is what it really did. But other than that one little bit of time, there was no federal income tax, and since 1913 they have been taxing and spending way more than they take in taxes, and the enormity of the taxes are another illustration of what happens when you release the chains off the government. And you put the chains on the people, government becomes enormously tyrannical. Also, the total number of government laws and regulations that the average citizen is required to obey since in the last 100 years has increased more than 3,000%. Think of that. The stack of laws that if you were to begin reading, you could not in your entire lifetime, even if you were a speed reader, you could not read through all the laws that you were required to obey. Now tell me if that's not wrong. Because how can you possibly say, I could spend my whole life reading these laws that I'm supposed to obey, and I can't possibly read them all because there's too many, yet I'm required to obey them, and if I violate them and stand in the court, they tell me, ignorance is no excuse for your violation of this law. That's a tyrannical government that creates more laws than you can ever possibly even read and know that you're liable to obey. And so we see in every area of our life the increase of government control, government interference, and big government is bad news for everyone except those who are at the top of the power structure who gain enormous benefits and enormous control over we the people. And this, of course, leads to a corresponding decrease of our individual liberty and individual responsibility. And if you think about what philosophy of government is in play today, it's this, that the state, that is the government, is the highest authority there is. There is no higher law. There is no God. There's nobody else that's above the state. It is God. And therefore, there can be no such thing as an unjust law. If the government passes it, well, hey, that's the law. Many Americans have that attitude. If you tell them, you know, you don't like this or that, they say, well, that's the law. Well, wait a minute. The law, even in our system, is the supreme law of the land, is the U.S. Constitution, and it is founded upon the laws of nature and nature's God, which obviously are superior to the supreme law of the land. So our founders would have never agreed with this idea that if the government writes it down on a piece of paper, it becomes law, because the government is what determines what is law, and there is no unjust law if that's the case. This, of course, leads to tyranny. Judicial tyranny was something our founders were, was one of the biggest complaints they had in the Declaration of Independence, that the judges were doing whatever the king wanted them to do unjustly, and they were being dragged across the sea for trials. I mean, the list of things, you look at the complaints against King George, and there was an enormous number of those complaints had to do with his abuse of the judiciary. And so they structured our government so they believe there would never be an abuse of the judiciary. Alexander Hamilton argued, for example, that the judiciary was the least dangerous branch of the government because he said its powers were limited to only interpreting the Constitution and the laws. Couldn't make laws, couldn't change things. Read that in Federalist 78 and Federalist 81. Another justice on the Supreme Court many years later, Felix Frankfurter, said, "What governs is the Constitution and not what we have written about it." There's a Supreme Court justice who got it. What judges write are opinions. Look at the title of any Supreme Court piece or any piece coming out of any of the courts. It's an opinion. It's not law. It's an opinion, and only the opinion governing that one case that's before them. Or more recently, Chief Justice William Rehnquist, who's now gone on to his eternal reward, and he said, "No amount of repetition of historical errors in judicial opinions can make the errors true." And he was commenting on what he saw, that the judiciary had many, many times repeated errors over and over and over. It did not make those errors true. Only if judges are bound by the fixed standard of the plain meaning of the Constitution and the clear intent of the framers, that's the only way we have our God-given rights secure. If they're not bound by that fixed standard, if they're free, in the words of Chancellor James Kent, to roam at large in the trackless fields of their own imaginations, we are all in grave danger. Our life, our liberty, and our property are in no way safe in such a system of government.
But of course, David, this has been really what's been going on, going back to the 1960s, back to the time of, of the war in court, and till people understand that the court was packed with people who didn't believe in the Constitution, who had a political agenda, and Truman and Roosevelt packed the court specifically to begin to alter our form of government. And unfortunately, since that time, even though the Supreme Court, the presidency, has been primarily under the control of the Republicans, and 7 of the 9 Supreme Court justices actually were appointed by Republicans, the same program has continued. So this should be certainly a sign to our listeners that this idea of the two-party system is as phony as a $3 bill. We need to have Supreme Court justices who believe in the Constitution, as Judge Bork did, and of course we know what happened to him. He wasn't allowed on the Supreme Court because he believed in the Constitution.
And another Chief Justice, Charles Evan Hughes, put the modern idea of what's going on that we see taking place in the courts today, and he said this: "We are under a Constitution, but the Constitution is what the judges say it is."
Right.
Listen to that language. That's the language of a tyrant. Reminds you of Through the Looking Glass, where Lewis Carroll wrote of Humpty Dumpty having a conversation with Alice, and Humpty said, "When I use a word, it is exactly what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less." And Alice said, "Whether you can make words mean different things or not, the question is," said Humpty Dumpty, "who is to be master? That is all." And that's exactly what these wicked people have done by reinterpreting words, by twisting the meaning, and turning things like the First Amendment, Second, Third, Fourth. Most of the amendments of our Bill of Rights have been turned on their head, so now they mean the opposite of what they originally meant. No, they don't mean anything different. It's the tyrants who have twisted their application in our day. And we've got to get back to the Constitution given to us by our framers and throw out any of these tyrants who refuse to really fulfill the oath that they made to uphold, defend, and protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. The problem is so many of these people are our domestic enemies, and they're in power, and they need to be removed and permanently removed from power, maybe even stripped of citizenship, something serious enough that deported to Cuba or something serious enough that other judges would take notice and say, "Oh, huh, maybe I'd better not act tyrannically any longer. Maybe I'd better put myself back under the Constitution rather than violating it as they do so often today."
Well, anyway, our guest has been Pastor David Whitney, and we've been talking about the Institute of the Constitution. David, one more time, let's get out the website and the telephone number for the Institute. What we want is for everybody out there in the listening audience who cares about freedom to consider actually getting a kit and beginning to teach it in their community. It's happening all across the country. You're not hearing about it because the people who want a dictatorship, the people who believe in fascism, the people who control the media have suppressed information about this movement. But it is all across America. Every state has these classes
right.
being held. So you tell them how to get in touch with your organization.
They could purchase our host kit if they go online. There are our website is iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com, or you can call Institute on the Constitution during our office hours. Our toll-free number is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again is 866-730-9796. And I'm reminded William Penn said, "Men must choose to be governed by God or condemn themselves to be governed by tyrants."
And that's absolutely true. Those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. David, thank you so much for being with us.
God
and we'll
you.
Talk
thank
to you
Dr.
a little
Dr.
later. Bye-bye. God bless. We'll be right back.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Want want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-457-9914. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the listening audience and you agree with us, we do hope that you'll be willing to contribute, because that's how we're able to be on 5 hours every day on radio, and we have our satellite hookup, and we have our shortwave for this 2 hours, and then 1 hour in the evening, and then suddenly our internet hookup, and we do reach out to people all across the world. Got an email just this morning from a fellow over in Switzerland who listens to us. I know we have people in Romania and in Finland and in Norway and certainly in the Orient and Australia, New Zealand. People all throughout the world hear the truth for the first time and begin to understand the spiritual component of what's going on. So if you'd like to be part of our Radio Liberty family, our number 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do have a great four-tape set on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. It's called The Foundation of Our Freedom. We have a wonderful book called America's God and Country by William Federer. And then to really understand the Supreme Court, why we have, of course, John Stormer's excellent book, Betrayed by the Bench. I've read a number of books on the Supreme Court and what's going on, and I think that this is by far the best. Now, it does not tell you about the spiritual component of what's going on. It tells you basically what's happened as far as the Harvard Medical School, Harvard Law School, and the betrayal by the judges. But it doesn't get into the background of the fact that between 1941 and 1971, the Masons controlled the Supreme Court. That is covered in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, in Paul Fisher's Behind the Lodge Door, and in the book Unholy Alliance. Unholy Alliance is an excellent book. We just got in two cases of it. That's the end of the book. When those are gone, they're gone. And then, of course, we have the book entitled Behind the Lodge Door by Paul Fisher, which we've kept because we want you to understand the occult influence in our Supreme Court. And you can check out what Paul Fisher says about the Masonic control of the Supreme Court, and you can go up on the internet and just Google in United States Supreme Court Masons, and you'll find out that the Masons control the Supreme Court between 41 and 71, and during that time they took God and prayer and out of our schools and began to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and really got the very foundation of our freedom, because at least the leaders of Masonry worship a different God. And it's all part of this movement towards the New World Order, the New World Religion. Now, certainly you need to listen to my new talk entitled The Forbidden Secret. This Forbidden Secret, because there is a secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies, and we tell you that secret in the Forbidden Secret DVD, and there is a syllabus that goes with that. And I wonder how many of you know about the angel who rides in the whirlwind. and guides this storm that George Bush talks about repeatedly on two occasions in his first inaugural speech. The angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. And then, of course, we have the reference to that in George Bush's second speech about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What's this ancient hope all about? Well, you need to understand that what's taking place today ties into the ancient secret societies and their plan for a new world order and a new world religion. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-544-8927. It's 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, our website is RadioLiberty.com. Go there. Pull down our programs free of charge. Watch our DVDs free of charge. Pull down our newsletters and read them. And then encourage others to listen. Learn how to talk to people. Don't try to tell them everything at one time, all about secret societies. Just tell them, ask questions. If you can get them to think. And they're going to be thinking more. We'll be going to be back in just a moment.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. It'll determine what the future will bring, and I need to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, today they're going to be the views of Orlean Kuller. And Orlean is it's president of the Eagle Forum here in California and the property rights group up in Santa Rosa. She's one of those people who's right out here on the front lines of this battle trying to educate people about what's going on, and she's written a new book. It's not completely ready for distribution yet, but it's dealing with this idea of the North American Union. Now, people really don't understand what's going on today. What they must understand is that for thousands of years there have been people who wanted to bring about a world government. And the means by which they've decided to bring about the world government is, first of all, to begin to get countries to give up their individual sovereignty in the name of economic well-being and in the name of perhaps making a lot of money and being more prosperous and raising living standards, to give up the sovereignty of the nations to go into blocks, the European bloc, the North American bloc, the South American bloc, the African bloc, the Asian bloc, the Arab bloc, the Near Eastern bloc. And then, as the countries have given up their sovereignty and they have supranational bureaucracy controlling them, then to merge those all into one unit. Zygmunt Brzezinski has laid this out. Our good friend Dr. Cuddy, on a number of occasions, has pointed out that this is the written plan. They know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want the American people to know what they're doing. Because, you see, the American people don't want to give up their sovereignty. The American people want, of course, to maintain their freedom and their constitutional rights, but there are people who have a different world view. Because behind this whole movement towards world government that has been going on for thousands of years are powerful spiritual forces. And if you read the writings of the people who are part of the other side, and there is another side, and I'm specifically speaking of a man named Manly P. Hall, a very well-to-do individual who created the Philosophical Research Foundation and his book, The Secret Destiny of America, and he will tell you that these secret societies have been around for thousands of years. And what is their goal? World democracy. And why are we fighting over in Iraq? And why are we fighting in Afghanistan? Because we want to bring about world democracy. Well, Orlean, of course, has written a wonderful book going into the background of this this whole movement towards the North American Union, which is what affects us. But believe me, it's going on all across the world. Orlean, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be in your studio.
All right, fine. Well, it's a real pleasure to have you here. And would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, how it is that you came to be concerned about the move towards the North American Union?
Well, it's been a long process. Just to go back a little bit, my husband is from Germany, and he got his first two masters at Harvard and Tufts University in international law and diplomacy. So, of course, he got the politically correct teachings and the liberal philosophy. We then moved to Germany for 3 years, where he was working for the German government. And he, of course, thought this movement towards a European Union was the thing to do. And now he knows what a disaster it has been for his country and his people. And he is shocked by what has happened.
And apparently the people over in Germany are really not very happy with the European Union. Has this had a profound impact upon their lives?
It really has.
All right, you hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Orlean Kolum and discussing what's going on. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And our guest this afternoon is Orlean Kolum, who is the president of the California chapter of the Eagle Forum, and certainly a dedicated patriot. She lives up in Santa Rosa, heads a property rights group up there. But we're going to be talking to Orlean first about a book she's writing, and then a little later we'll tell you about some programs she's putting on that you may very well be interested in going to. Because Santa Rosa isn't that far away from the central coast of California, where, at least in part, this program is being broadcast, although it certainly is being broadcast not only across America, but already across the world through the miracle of the Internet and of shortwave. But Orlean was just telling us that her husband was German, that he had actually taken two masterate degrees and before they moved to Germany when she was young with her children. And, of course, they lived in Germany for a while, and her husband, working for the German government, was really very, very taken with this idea of the European Union. This was a wonderful idea. I mean, we'll unite Europe, there won't be any more wars, everybody would be prosperous. But Orlean is saying that now, of course, as they travel to Germany, and they do this regularly, they're seeing the end result of this this globalization.
My husband was able to go back to Germany just last November to visit his father, who is now 93, and spoke to some of his relatives and family there, and it's a disaster what has happened. There are now 27 countries that belong to the European Union. Those that were somewhat stable and had a decent economy, like Germany, they are being brought down to a third world level as the other countries are supposedly being brought up to their level. The euro currency has cut the German mark down by two-thirds. My husband had a life insurance policy that his mother and father established for him 15 years ago. At that time, it was worth 300,000 marks. And he checked on it last summer. It's now worth 100,000 marks. And that's what has happened to so many people. People in Austria, another good friend of mine who you've had on your program, Kitty Werthlin,
yes,
from South Dakota, She grew up in Austria, and she told me that last April she went back to visit her relatives, and her husband is from Bavaria, Germany, and he visited his. Many of their friends and relatives who had worked so hard all their life to save money so they could have a good pension when they retired.
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest today is Orlean Kohler. We're talking about the North American Union, and of course, they have friends and relatives in Germany, and so her husband has been over to Germany, and she was just saying that the people of Germany are very, very unhappy with the European Union because, of course, it's lowered their living standards markedly. Her husband had a life insurance policy that a few years ago was worth three hundred thousand marks, but because of the euro, now it's only worth 100,000 marks. It's lost two-thirds of its value, and their currency has lost two-thirds of its value because what they're doing is raising the living standards of the Eastern European countries and lowering the living standards of the German people. And they're still hard, working hard and industrious. But Orlean was saying that, of course, the people who'd been working all of their lives and that working so they'd have money for their pensions, and that money doesn't buy very much, does it now, Orlean?
No, many of these people who used to have a little bit of money now, even to go on a vacation once in a while, many of them now have had to move into public housing and have food stamps to be able to survive. And you can imagine how humiliating that is for them.
Well, aren't they furious with their government for betraying them? I mean, because after all, I mean, the government has gone into this European Union that's destroying the value of their currency.
Well, the thing happened there as it is happening here. Most of the Europeans had no idea this was even going on. They kept it so stealth under the cover. They knew that their countries had joined on to what was known as a common market, just like we've joined on to this free market called NAFTA. But they had no idea that that common market had a little government control over
right.
it. And that slowly has moved them into this union. It was like it happened overnight without most of the people even being aware of it.
And, of course, everything is done dishonestly. I mean, they knew that the German people wouldn't want to give up their sovereignty. They knew that the German people wouldn't want to have lower living standards and lose the value of their life savings, especially as they approach their retirement. And yet, of course, the same thing is going to happen here in America. They have an intention to intentionally lower the living standards in America, intentionally to destroy the value of our currency. In fact, you can see it going down at the present time. If you're going to the food store, look and see the prices and understand that we're in an inflationary spiral that is planned. And, of course, what they're trying to do is impoverish the average American. And more people are working not full-time, but only part-time. They're working for lower wages. And these things are happening not by accident, but part of this plan for equality. Equality of income, within nations and between nations. That's the Earth Charter slogan, and that's exactly what is happening as far as Europe is concerned, a European Union, and right here in America. Well, what are the German people doing about this, Orlean?
The sad thing is, in Germany, they don't even have talk radio. Maybe they can pick you up through internet, but they have, if you travel along and listen to their radio, they just have music. Maybe if they do have a little talk radio, it's just talking about how to raise your children.
Well, maybe you get to tell them about Radio Liberty, because everybody in the world can pick up Radio Liberty.
That's right. We have told some of our relatives that have internet connections. But for the most part, a lot of the Germans are just kept in the dark. They have no idea what's really going on, except they are upset. And then the British are even more upset. In my book, I mention two different books that have been written by some British people who are trying to fight this. And they mention how, because of the European Union, 80% of all of the bills that are coming now through the British Parliament are just rubber stamping what has already been passed by the European Union. And it's like they've lost their own autonomy, they've lost their own right to control even their own local government. And this summer is when the latest revision of the European Union Constitution is to be presented. But they're not even calling it a constitution anymore. They're calling it a treaty. And this another group that I just read about yesterday in England are really trying to wake up the British people about this, because they say that once that happens, it'll be like the nations no longer exist. They will not just be have lost 80% of their law-making ability. It'll be 100%. So that's what is going on in Europe, and the North American Union model is patterned after the European Union. So we can look at the European Union to have an idea of what their plans are for us here.
And I think we have to learn from them. Actually, of course, we're working with a group over in England, Mr. Theobald, and he's arranged for a number of excellent speakers to come on here. And they do have their organizations, but I don't think most of them really understand the spiritual force which is energizing this move towards the one world government, or the new world order, the new world religion, and of course the new world leader, because they all go together. And of course these people have been working, and people who preceded them have been working. This movement's been around for thousands of years, but we are living in the most exciting time in the world. Other people have tried to accomplish this, but they were never had the capacity to do it before, or to create a casteless society as they do today. Everything is in place, and they're moving as rapidly as they can, but they cannot let the American people understand what's happening. Well, why don't you tell our listeners what you've discovered about the background of this plan as it applies to America? We know what's going on in Europe. We know what's going on in the rest of the world. We see the big view, of course. Once they get the people to give up their sovereignty, then it, of course, is simply a step towards consolidating all of these areas throughout the world. But how have they been planning this here in the North American area? They've been doing this really for hundreds of years, haven't they, Arlene?
They really have. When I first started to find out about this in depth, it was through Phyllis Schlafly's reports. She was one of the first people that found out about the Security Prosperity Partnership and exposed it back in her newsletter. I think it was in June or July of 2005. And she found it just on a government website. So it was right there to be found, and began to write about it. And the Security Prosperity Partnership, they are pretending, is just an extension of NAFTA, where Canada, Mexico, and the United States are just being nice, friendly neighbors and working together. But when you read the fine print, it actually talks about integration of our governments. If we're going to integrate our government with Canada and Mexico, they don't have a constitution like ours. They don't have our form of government. They have parliaments. So that's certainly not what we would want. But anyway, Phyllis Schlafly last year, a year ago from November, brought all of her state presidents back to Washington, D.C. for a week's training in this. And it was mainly Phyllis Schlafly as well as Dr. Jerome Corsi who was there and trained us. And then the last 2 days, we were asked to gather up all this information and pick out what we felt was the very best, make copies of it, and go visit as many of our congressmen as we could possibly do and pass this on to them.
And what sort of response did you get when you talked to the congressmen today? Did they respond in any way?
Well, it was absolutely amazing. Most of them just poo-pooed the whole idea. Gail Rosita, who's the state president for Utah, was able to speak to Senator Bennett, and he told her, there's, you know, really not anything we can do. This is a done deal. So he,
yeah,
at least...
Senator Bennett of Utah said it's a done deal. And
yes.
The thing is, they didn't vote on it. I mean, the Senate didn't vote on it. The elected representatives, this is being done by the invisible government, the people who really wield the power. And in many respects, our elected legislators are just back there as figureheads. There is a power elite that rules America that is dedicated to the destruction of our sovereignty, and they take us into war after war after war, and then they come up with lame excuses. Oh, yeah, the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Oh, yeah, those Iranians. The gunboat incident. The Iranians have said, look, we didn't do that. That was staged by the CIA. That's what's come out today. But they're trying to get us into a war with Iran. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that nothing is as it appears to be. Everything is illusion and delusion, And there really is an invisible government. Anyway, you were just saying that you were going around talking to the senators, and Senator Bennett said it's already a done deal?
Yes. He was one of the few that I guess even knew a little bit about it. My congressman, Mike Thompson, I was not able to meet with him personally, but the aides that he gave me to meet with, they told me, oh, this is just pie in the sky. None of this could possibly be true. Well, it took him a year, but I finally got a letter from him last October that did acknowledge that there was such a thing as an SPP, and he did realize that there was maybe some concern we needed to have about it. But it took him a year to get back to me about it, but it definitely is not pie in the sky. This is really happening. And as Dr. Stan told us, this is not being done by any congressional oversight. It is being done by the executive branches of all three nations. And they are very much into this. They have 20 working groups where they are trying to implement all aspects of our governments together with no congressional oversight.
And, of course, really, you have to understand that the people who really pull the strings are the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haass. And, of course, they always provide the Secretary of State. They always provide the head of the CIA. They always provide the head of the Federal Reserve Board. And the people who control the mass media in America belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, and you can write to them at 5080 68th Street in New York City. That's 5080 68th Street, New York City, Council on Foreign Relations. Ask them for their membership list. Ask for their annual report. Find out if it's really true. You have an obligation to yourself, to your family, to unborn generations, to find out if there really is a ruling elite, and they've been around since 1921, but nobody else is going to tell you the really significant thing that we will. And that is the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society. And that's covered in Professor Quigley's book. Professor Quigley was Bill Clinton's mentor. The book is Tragedy and Hope. It's available through Radio Liberty. And give us a call. Find out, read it, understand there really are these occult forces working behind the scenes. Well, Arlene, certainly, now what else, was there anything else that you learned talking to the congressman, talking to the, or any of the other members of the Eagle Forum? Because certainly the Eagle Forum is on the front lines of this battle to get the information out.
Well, some of the Eagles had, of course, better response with, I really appreciate Duncan Hunter in California. He's been willing to listen on this, and his aides were very receptive. I've also met with him on two different occasions where I heard him speak. One of those was the California Republican Assembly, where I was also asked to speak on this subject. And before he arrived, his top aide was there in the business office when I was, and asked what I was doing, and I asked him if he could kind of turn this map of the North American Union around for me, or the NAFTA superhighway around for me, so it looked right on the page. And he said, well, what is this? And so I explained it to him, and he said, well, you've got to get this to Duncan Hunter. And I said, I actually did give him a whole packet last November, but I don't know if he even looked at it. But anyway, his aide arranged for me to meet with him a half an hour later when he came, and we met for about 20 minutes. I presented all this to him. It was really good because later that evening at the banquet where he spoke, he had questions on this and he was able to answer them. And then I gave him a copy of my booklet, and he was so bold as to last July 24th, he got an amendment to the transportation bill through that said there will be no funding for any NAFTA superhighway or the SPP or this movement toward North American Union, and it was passed with a wide margin. So obviously there are a lot of congressmen who know about it now, or they wouldn't have voted on that. And then there is a group that have formed a resolution. It's called Resolution Number 40, and it essentially says we do not want an SPP, we do not want the NAFTA superhighway, we do not want any movement towards the North American Union. And I think there are about 40 congressmen that have signed on to that resolution now.
Well, that's rather exciting now. Sydney, that, of course, hasn't actually gone to a vote yet, has it?
No, but there are more and more that are signing on to it. And the momentum among the state legislatures is starting to grow a little. And
And we're really so fortunate to have the Eagle Forum out there. Phyllis Schlafly has done a wonderful job. She's been working with our friends Howard Phillips and Dr. Jerome Corsi. And then, of course, they have chapters. You have chapters in almost every state, don't you, Arlene?
Yes, we do.
And so the Eagle Forum has been getting the members of the Eagle Forum educated, and they've been educating their legislators. Otherwise, there's a total blackout. You're not reading about this in the papers. And of course, the president poo-poos the idea. Michael Medved and so many of the people, in the media pretend to be conservatives. I like to say that the finest conservative talk show host that money could buy. And they will attack and vilify, like Rush Limbaugh will, anybody who talks about this sort of thing. But it is really very real. And the big problem is that the average individual has no idea what's going on because the media is not covering it. But at least many of the legislators are finding out about it. And I commend you and the Eagle Forum for what you've done.
Well, thank you very much. Is it all right if I tell your listening audience about our big Protect American Sovereignty rally that is coming up?
You can tell them, but I want all of the stations back on board, and they are going to be on board here in about 10 seconds. So
all right.
Right now, of course, we'll just point out that our guest today is Arlene Kula, who is president of the California State Eagle. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Arlene Kula, and we were just pointing out that the Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly's group, they have been educated about the North American Union, about this plan to do away with our sovereignty, and they have been actually working with the elected representatives, and there was a vote taken in the United States Congress, overwhelmingly supported, saying there would be no funding for the NAFTA highway, for the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and the federal government would not fund this movement for the North American Union. Now, they're going to go ahead and do this, whether the Congress or the legislature wants it, but the fact that the congressmen were willing to vote on this at least means that they are somewhat acquainted with that. Now, Arlene wants to talk to our listeners about a rally. When is that rally going to be held on the steps of the Capitol?
It's coming up next Monday, which is January 14th. And it's from 10 a.m. till 12 o'clock, actually till 12:30, because as soon as the rally ends, we're going to have a march around the Capitol. But it's called Protect American Sovereignty Rally, and it will be talking about all of the things that we're so concerned with our wide open borders and all the millions of illegals that have been flocking into our nation. But we will also have speakers that will address these subjects that are kind of held under the wire still about the Security Prosperity Partnership, the NAFTA Superhighway, and this movement towards a North American Union. And the purpose of this rally is to get our legislators to finally realize Californians are very concerned about these subjects, and we would like them to sign on to a resolution that we'll have ready for them in various packets, just as there are 19 other state legislatures that have done such a thing.
In other words, they've said they don't want the North American Union.
That's right. It's a resolution against all of the above.
And, of course, if the people aren't involved, if they're not out there demonstrating, believe me, the people on the other side are. And aren't there going to be a lot of the Minuteman groups and other groups that are going to be there in support of what you're doing, Arlene?
Yes, we have Minuteman groups that have kind of risen up all across the state, and especially a large number in Northern California. There's the Golden Gate Minutemen. There's the Redwood Coalition for Immigration Control at Castro Valley Minutemen. And so they will be there. There's the large group called the California Coalition of Immigration Reform that Barbara Coe heads up. There will be also the John Birch Society, the Pacific Justice Institute, and, of course, various chapters of Eagle Forum from Sacramento, Long Beach, and Sonoma County. And we also have a group of teen eagles that will be there. In fact, one of the teen eagles will be speaking. He's an amazing young man, homeschooled, age 17, who's just won first place in state competition in four different events. He's just quite phenomenal. He's going to be talking about the importance of having a common language in our nation.
Well, of course, the whole idea we should have an English-only language, and the reason that they do not want that is they want a multilingual, multicultural society so they can play one group against the other. They know exactly what they're doing. Everything is, of course, there. And, of course, the one thing they don't want is English-only language here in America. Because if most countries have one language, they want us to divide it country so they can play us against one another. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, you'd like to come on the air on this subject. Orlean, now that meeting is in... And people don't have to sign up. They would just go up to Sacramento, and that would be next Monday. And when does the meeting start? When does the rally start?
At 10 a.m. and goes until 12 o'clock, and then we'll have this big march around the Capitol building. We'll have 100 signs there that we're bringing ourselves, and if other people would like to bring their own signs, we suggest such things as secure our borders, protect USA, no NAU, protect American sovereignty, protect American heritage, no SPP, we have to repeal NAFTA, stop North American integration, protect the U.S. Constitution. So there will be a wide variety of signs.
All right. Well, tell me now, how can people get in touch with you if they'd like more information?
They could go to our website, and you can actually download the flyer about the rally as well as the resolution that we're going to be presenting.
All right. And how will they get that flyer?
And that's www.eagleforumofcalifornia.com.
EagleForumofCalifornia.com. That's EagleForumofCalifornia.com. Do you really care? I mean, are you willing to commit yourself in this battle? And, you know, Sydney, if I had the time and the ability, I'd be up there because I think this is important. And I suspect that a lot of our friends are going to be there. Brad Dacus, the Pacific Justice Foundation. Will Randy Thomason be there? Do you know?
I'm not sure if he's coming or not.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, let me suggest that... you give serious consideration to getting more information. Get involved. Don't sit around and do nothing. You need to understand there are a lot of people who value our freedom. We just got to let the other side know that we're the majority. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, our guest in studio, and it's a pleasure to have her with us, is Orlean Kolla, an old friend, and we're talking about the move towards the North American Union. Now, what about the state legislators here? Are they aware of what this is about? Are they concerned about what this is about?
They have received lots of information probably over the past year, not only from our organization, but there's a very active chapter of the John Birch Society in Sacramento, and they've been passing their magazines on to them that show the picture of this NAFTA highway. And so I don't think any of them can say that they've never heard of it. They might try that, but it's still not politically correct to talk about this. So it's hard to get anyone who is willing to be bold enough to really address it, but we're hoping through our rally that they will realize that this is an important issue and it's time to talk about it. In our packet, we're going to have information not only from Eagle Forum, but from Tom DeWeese. Tom DeWeese has put together a really good 2-page brochure that gives kind of a quick timeline, and they're sending that information to us. And there's also a very colorful brochure that the John Birch Society has showing this NAFTA superhighway and the flag. They've already come up with their own flag for this North American Union, and so there will be a picture of that. You've seen that, haven't you, Dr. Stan?
Yes, I have. Yeah. All right, fine. Well, I think it's so vitally important to understand that this thing is very, very well planned. And, of course, once it has become a fait accompli, there will be no going back. And freedom, as we have known it, will simply become a remembrance of things past. There really are people who have a different worldview. They have a different vision of what the future should be because they worship a different God. And until people understand the powerful spiritual forces that are energizing this move towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader, nothing really is going to change. But there is an increasing awareness, and I sense this. I sense that, you know, certainly through the power of radio, through the power of shortwave, but mainly through the power of the Internet, more and more people are becoming aware of these forces working behind the scenes. And more people are aware of the fact that there is a NAFTA superhighway. And certainly the people in Texas are furious at this because, of course, it's being used through eminent domain to take away an awful lot of farmland and of course, even the state legislature in Texas has voted against this. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Arlene. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Arlene Coolin. Arlene, one more time, I want you to get your website out there so people know how to get in touch with you and your organization.
It's www.eagleforumofcalifornia.com.
Eagleforumofcalifornia.com. And again, is there a telephone number or anything like that or not?
Well, they can call me at my home, and also on the flyer there is a phone number to contact. That's our secretary treasurer.
All right,
she's
fine.
Kind of been handling this whole event.
All right, fine. Well, now, if you are out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, you agree, maybe you disagree, maybe you think this is wonderful, if we just gave up our sovereignty and went into a world government, just everything would be just all hunky-dory and the sovereignty isn't that much anyway. I mean, why worry about something like that? If you disagree, well, we'd love to hear from you. Of course, if you agree, we'd love to hear from you. If you are concerned about this idea of America being destroyed by giving up our sovereignty, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, one of the big problems is because of the degree of control over the print media in America, why they're suppressing the information about this. And of course, on alternative radio, fortunately, you will hear some conversations about this, certainly on shortwave. You go up on the Internet, you can certainly verify this. All you have to do is Google in the North American Union. You'll get all sorts of articles about it.
And the SPP. Use SPP.
SPP, okay, fine.
And NAU, that's the abbreviated form
right.
for the North American Union.
Well, we've got Vernon calling from Salinas. Hi, Vernon, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Dr. Stan. My question that I have for your guest is, why isn't that, out of this big old race that we have for president, why isn't any other candidate mentioning this?
All right, why isn't any of the presidential candidates, either Democrat or Republican, other than Ron Paul, mentioning this?
You can see that we truly do have a controlled media. This is, to me, the most important issue that anyone should be talking about, and it's kept hush-hush. There was one question that was raised for Ron Paul about the NAFTA superhighway, and then Newsweek lambasted him that he dared to even mention such a thing because they're pretending it's a myth. So if someone dares to speak out on these issues, they are made fun of. But you have to admire Ron Paul. He really understands what is going on. This is his state of Texas that he represents. He knows that the NAFTA superhighway is going to come through Texas first, and he is willing to talk about it. But the moderators at the debates won't ask the right questions.
And, of course, Newsweek actually ran an article on Ron Paul saying that he believed in the NAFTA superhighway and this move towards the North American Union, but it all wasn't true. And the reporter said why they'd call somebody there and the highway department in Texas who said it wasn't true, and therefore it wasn't true. And, my goodness, you can go up on the Internet and get the pictures of it, and they've already buying up the land for it and using the eminent domain. But you have to understand, Vernon, the media is controlled in the United States. It's been controlled ever since I can remember. And the reason nobody's talking about it is they're not supposed to talk about it. They don't want the American people to know the truth.
Sean Hannity was, I remember listening, someone called in on his program and mentioned the North American Union. And Sean Hannity's response was, thank you for your call. Click. Not even a comment.
All right. Anything else, Vernon?
That'll be it, Dr. Stan. You know I love you. Keep up the good work.
We will. God bless, and thanks very much, Brandon. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And And the reason that none of the candidates are talking about it is because they're all globalists. I mean, I said, it takes somebody like Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee pretends to be a conservative Baptist minister. Who is his foreign policy advisor? Why, he will tell you it's Richard Haass, the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations and Internationalists. I mean, you go down the line of the people that are running, and they're all tied in one way or the other to the secret society. The Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society. It's
with
not a secret society itself.
With the exception of Ron Paul and Duncan Hunter.
Amen to that. And, of course, God bless the for those two, Duncan Hunter and Ron Paul. Although, has Duncan dropped out of the race yet? He was thinking of it.
I don't know. He did win Montana, so he has one delegate now.
Okay, fine. Well, maybe he'll just hang on there. He certainly is a very courageous guy. Well, our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly, Montana, they had a primary in Montana?
They did in Wyoming, too, just kind of sneakily. There's no fanfare, but, you know, these tiny little states.
I see. Okay, fine. Well, I wasn't even aware of that. Well, there's a lot of things I'm not aware of. Anyway, Sydney, this whole idea of the North American Union. Now, I notice in your syllabus that you're putting together on the North American Union, you've got sort of the history of how this thing has been stacking up, how this really has been planned for a long period of time.
Yes, I started this whole little booklet after I came back from Phyllis Schlafly's week in Washington, D.C., and I thought, you know, I was asked to speak on this subject for a Republican women's group, and I thought, well, I'll put together just a little timeline from 1973. I thought that was when the Council on Foreign, when the Bilderbergers kind of were coming in. Oh, no, it was the Trilateral Commission.
Trilateral Commission in 73. Bilderbergers were 54.
That's right. And I had heard that the Trilateral Commission was really in on this. So I took it back to 73, and I thought, no, there's so much more before then. So it actually goes back 100 years. So part of my title is A Timeline Leading to a North American Union, 1910 to 2010.
Right.
And I give some of the background even leading up to 1910, but that's really when things began to take place. The Federal Reserve came in, the income tax came in, all in the same amazing year of, I think it was 1913.
Right.
And then things just began to be more and more under control of these globalists, and all the secret groups that were formed, like the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the man that actually is known as the father of the North American Union, Robert Pastor, is a member of the CFR.
Sure.
And he is, it's amazing how his book that he wrote, Towards a North American Union, is being used. I guess it's toward a North American community. Just as in Europe, they use the word community until finally, the very end, they came up with union.
In fact, the Council on Foreign Relations published a book, of which I have a copy of, called Building a North American Community. This is what it's all about. But the community, of course, is the union, and what it means is giving up the sovereignty of the nation. And if they can get the American people to be willing to give up their sovereignty and turn their back on our constitutional guarantees, then we'll have the same rights to freedom that they have in Mexico.
That's right.
And we'll have the same rights to freedom that they have in Canada, where, of course, they have. It's illegal to say anything bad about anybody at all. But if you were to say that God did not approve of homosexuality, they would arrest you and put you in prison in Canada today. And this is the sort of thing that's going on. Of course, you know how great things are down in Mexico. Understand what they want to do is unite our nations and bring us all under the same, we'll have the same rights, and we'll have the same living standards as the Mexican peasant. I always like to say the real goal is to raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. And people look at you as if you're crazy. Why? They live at a very low level, and that's exactly what this is all about.
It really
is. The living standards are beginning to fall here in the United States, and the average American does not recognize what's happening.
What I also did in my book, I realized that there had to be a foundation laid before even some of these secret societies were formed. So some of the things I also talk about is the attack on our form of government, the attack on our finances, the attack on education, and the attack on morality. All of those have helped lay this foundation so that we would be more easily moved towards this North American Union.
All right, fine. And of course, they really have done an excellent job of undermining the family, undermining morality. The sex education that was introduced into our schools was aimed at promoting sexual promiscuity. They knew exactly what they were doing. But they couldn't, of course, admit that they were, because every place that this had been tried before, there was a total deterioration in morality, the increase in teenage pregnancies and out-of-wedlock marriages. They knew that. They sold it here in America because we're concerned about the children. No, they wanted to corrupt the children, remove modesty, remove embarrassment. And they've done an excellent job, and they're continuing to do it here. And anybody who talks about perhaps trying to have abstinence education is immediately attacked and vilified. And yet, of course, you have abstinence. It works every time. And in the areas where abstinence education has been used, it's been very successful. But they do not want you to know that. They will lie to you. And these people will get up, and they will come up with bogus statistics. And, of course, they'll get people from the government and the CDC and from our various government agencies to back up things that are frankly not true, that are hazardous to health of our children. In America today, we have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease. In America today, we have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease. When I went to medical school, we had 5 venereal diseases, and they were very infrequent. Well, that's not true at all today. We have 60 million Americans, and that's just with the viral diseases. Then we have the people with the bacterial diseases and the chlamydial diseases and the spirochetal diseases. And
my understanding is that 1 out of 5 teenagers now has an STD.
I'm sure it's probably that or higher. What a tragedy, this is not happening by accident at all. Part of the effort to destroy the morality of this once great Christian nation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, tell us what else the Eagle Forum is doing. It sounds to me like you must be having the impact across America if 19 states, you know, have actually come up with some sort of a resolution against the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and the NAFTA Superhighway. We're certainly not reading about that in the newspaper, are we?
No, we're not. And 3 of those states actually have got it passed through both houses, so they've sent it on to Congress. That's what we're asking also, if our legislators will sign on to this resolution, that it can then be sent to Congress, let them know the majority of California legislators do not want this. Of course, it's going to be really hard in our state, but at least we're going to make an attempt. The states that have passed it is Idaho, Montana, and Oklahoma.
All right, fine. And of course, but 19, at least one house of the legislature has passed it.
Right, so that's
so
really good.
So the Eagle Forum really is doing an excellent job. But if you're out there and you wonder what to do, Eagle Forum is an excellent organization to be affiliated with. And, of course, our guest today, Orlene Cooley, is the state president. But you have chapters all across the state, don't you?
We have active chapters in just 3 locations. We have Eagle Forum members across the state. It's just hard to get people to know how to form a chapter. What Phyllis Schlafly suggests is that you just have a little book club or a study group that comes into your home and read some of this great literature that we need to read, and that's a good way to get people going.
All right, fine. Of course, we know Jeannie Gooden. We've down there in Orange County. We've been down there several times as a speaker for Jeannie. But basically what you really need are people who are dedicated to this. But if you're out there in the listening audience, you want to do something and join an organization which I think is really a great organization. Give some serious consideration to getting in touch with Orlene, and if you don't know how to do it, you can call me. We'll put you in touch with her. She's on the front lines of this battle.
And you can also find our contact number on our website.
All right.
But let me also tell them about our special education conference coming up March 29th.
Go right ahead.
And we've asked Dr. Stan to be one of our speakers. In fact, we are going to be honoring him. We always select a few people that we would like to honor for their accomplishments. So he's going to be our talk show host for the year and be given a special award for all of his many, many years of dedicated service. And then he will be also one of our speakers. Phyllis Schlafly is always there in the evening as our banquet speaker. We're going to be honoring other outstanding people that have taken a stand during the year. There's a young boy that he and his parents have actually had a lawsuit against their school because of the teacher's constant badgering of Christianity in his classroom. And so this young man we're going to try to reach and honor as our student of the year. So we have probably about five categories that we select as outstanding people. And then we try to cover all of the major issues that we're so concerned with, like environmental issues, the morality, and sometimes we talk about evolution versus creationism. We always have an outstanding speaker about what's going on in education. And Phyllis Schlafly usually speaks about either her book, The Supremacists, about the judges, or about all of the writing she's done about exposing the North American Union.
Well, now, when is this conference? We do have a caller, but when is this conference?
It's March 29th. And it'll be an all-day Saturday. It's at the Doubletree Hotel.
Is that in Santa Rosa?
It's near Santa Rosa in Rohnert Park, just outside of Santa Rosa.
All right, so it'll be up there, and I'll be speaking, and I think Michael Shaw will be there as well. And that's the 29th of March at the Doubletree Hotel. And, of course, you can always call the email the Eagle Forum of California. And let's right now go to Frank, who's New Jersey. Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I really appreciate you so much and your guest you have on. Well, today, Daniel Sheehy was on with Dave and Joyce mentioning, immigrationanarchy.com.
Right, uh-huh.
And he has a free email newsletter he has available. His most recent, and it took him 3 weeks to write, was Why Did Tancredo and Gilchrist Endorse Globalist Presidents for president?
All right, fine. Well, I think it's really sort of a tragedy that they did endorse Mike Huckabee. I appreciate so much your calling, Frank.
I appreciate you looking into the matter.
Okay, fine. God bless. Thanks so much. Okay. Well, of course, our guest today has been Orlene Coulomb, who is president of the Eagle Forum of California. And this is an organization that has women all across the state, has several very active chapters.
And men.
And men, of course. and certainly I'm always very pleased when I'm invited to go to one of their conferences. Which I'm frequently asked to go down in Orange County. In fact, I was there just the week before I went in for my open heart surgery. In fact, when I gave my talk there, I had to walk up to the podium, stopping two or three times with my cane. I just was so out of breath, but fortunately we're doing great today. Well, we're going to be back in just a minute to wrap up today's program here with Orlene about the North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the North American Highway, and the Demise of America. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Orlene, you've got about 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I'd just like to say that once people receive this information, sometimes it's so frightening, they wonder what on earth can they possibly do. I remember when I first began to find out what I was finding out, I locked all my doors. I thought, I'm not going to let my children out. We're going to just hibernate for a while. And I realized that's exactly what Satan wants. He wants us to be so fearful that we won't do anything. So what I would suggest is that we certainly can pray. Prayer is really important, but prayer alone will not do the job. We need to be out there and be the salt and light to our communities, take a bold stand for what we know is true. What I do, I have these little buttons that I carry with me, and whenever I'm traveling on an airplane or even going to the bank, I wear this little button that says No North American Union. It's NAU with a cross across it. And it's amazing how many people I get who will ask me, what does that mean? One man said, don't you like Northern Arizona University? And I said, no, that's a different meaning. So it gives me the opportunity to talk about it. I always have several Phyllis Schlafly brochures in my purse, and I hand those out about it. And then I strongly recommend you contact your representatives, state legislators, congressmen. Come to our rally, if you possibly can, this coming Monday, and join with like-minded people, because that really gives you an uplift to know that there's other people who feel the same way you do about this. And come to our education conference March 29th, and you can meet Dr. Stan in person if you have never met him. And please support Radio Liberty. He is such an amazing, valiant, courageous person to carry on for these many, many years that he's carried on, and he's truly one of the heroes of our nation.
Well, I don't know about that, but I feel what a privilege it is to have a voice in a time like this. And of course, I couldn't do it without the help of my wife and without the help of the people out across America who have contributed many times very generously when we've asked for help, so that we're able to maintain this network of almost 60 outlets every single week. What a unique opportunity we have to reach people, to educate people, and of course, we want you to tell others about our program and encourage them to listen. So I feel I'm a very, very privileged individual. I appreciate your kind words, Orlean, but I feel a very, very privileged to have the opportunity. I mean, I believe, of course, that God has given me the opportunity. I don't take any credit for this myself, but how wonderful it is to know that, that what we say here is heard all throughout the world by the miracle of electronics. And, well, let's hope we can reach as many people as we can. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Now, we do have a great 4-tape set on the North American community, and it's available either in tapes or in CDs. It's called The North American Community. And we do carry two books written by Dr. Corsi. One of them, of course, is called Late Great USA, and the other is called The Minutemen. And both of those are available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Have you ever wondered why the administration, whether it would be the Bush administration or the previous Clinton administration, has not closed our borders down and allowing the immigrants to come in? We have a great tape set on immigration, but you must understand that they want the immigration. They want a multicultural, multilingual society here, because it goes along with preparing us for this North American community. Have you ever noticed when you call in maybe to PG&E or one of the large corporations, they say, do you want your message in English or in Española? And, of course, then they give you the option of your message in English or Spanish. Why? Why, they're preparing us for the uniting America and Mexico. It's all part of a plan. If you doubt there is a plan to lower the living standards here, you need to get a copy of the Earth Charter, where, certainly on point 10A, they will tell you they favor equitable distribution of income within nations and between nations. And, you, of course, this is covered in our sustainable development syllabus, because the whole sustainable development movement has to do with world government. And we have 4 tape sets on sustainable development. If you believe in this fraud of global warming, you need to get the information on global warming to understand that this is just not true. It doesn't matter if all the media says it. Doesn't matter if Al Gore says it. Doesn't matter if this is what they teach in the university. My friend Art Robinson sent out petitions to scientists across America, and over 17,000 scientists wrote back and said there is no evidence that human activity has created global warming. Yes, there's global warming. And the reason there's global warming simply is because, the the sun is warming the earth. It's another cycle. It happens every 1,000 years. That's why Greenland is called Greenland, because 1,000 years ago it was green. And then, of course, now it's covered with ice because, you know, because the ice is advanced. And we are warming again. We started in 1600. We could ask the question is, why are the polar ice caps melting on Mars? Is that because of driving on Earth? Is that because of driving on Mars? No, it's because of solar changes. We have certainly a great DVD on global warming put out by our good friend Michael Kaufman. The DVD on global warming we recommend. We have a 4-tape set on global warming. We have all sorts of tape sets on global warming, and you need to get the information. You need to understand. You need to help us get the truth out. Because, of course, if they can convince us that global warming is a reality, this is really an attack, certainly, on an industrialized society. And the whole idea will be to destroy the industrialized society. When you understand that, everything makes sense. This is an attack on America. Why do you think that Al Gore, who hates America, whose father was very close to, certainly one of the leading communist spies, and of course, if you, Mr. Armand Hammer, and of course, they worked very closely with the